This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Time now for some of your feedback to our recent shows.
Last week, we talked about a Stand Your Ground bill now under consideration by the Massachusetts legislature, similar to the Florida law at the center of the Trayvon Martin case. State Senator Stephen Brewer has filed the legislation for 5 consecutive years to no avail.
The senator declined to come onto our show, so instead we talked with Jim Wallace, executive director of the Gun Owners Action League. That's the local chapter of the NRA, on whose behalf Brewer filed his bill. Some listeners were troubled by the way I conducted that interview. Here's an example. Well, Mr. Wallace, let's just be very clear what we're talking about. So I'm going to read some of the language from the proposed legislation, and this is the key statement. It says, quote, "It shall be an act of lawful defense if a person in any place that they have a right to be uses deadly force, if he or she acted in the reasonable belief that an assailant was about to inflict great bodily injury or death." That's what the legislation says. So it all comes down to what I believe. I believe that a man approaching me on a dark street is going to hurt me, so I can shoot him down and avoid any kind of prosecution. That sounds like the Wild West to me.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, an act of lawful defense is very specific in Massachusetts.
In an email, Nicole Knobloch said, "My tone was too skeptical and harassing when Mr. Wallace explained at least 3 times that Massachusetts law has a specific definition for an act of lawful defense." As a listener, Nicole says she wanted to know what that definition is and how it's applied. She writes, "I'm afraid that Mr. Brooks let himself get in the way of his journalism. I don't like the bill either, but that's not how to go about discussing it."
And one commentator at RadioBoston.org argued that a Stand Your Ground law wouldn't allow someone to kill in self-defense just because he thinks he is being threatened. SFTL Training writes, "Reasonable belief and act of lawful defense refer to what the district attorney or jury thinks. So the proposed law supports judicial solutions and is not a license to kill. Please save that for the fictional Agent 007.
Well, we'll continue to cover this important debate in the weeks and months ahead. But for now, let's move on.
Shay Rose.
Many of you said you enjoyed our interview with Boston Music Awards R&B Artist of the Year, Shay Rose. She sings, she raps, she hop styles, and resists labels.
I don't feel that there's a divide. You know, when I think of soul music, I think of Jeff Buckley, I think of Robert Plant, I think of Nina Simone, I think of Stevie Wonder. I don't really break them down into genres. I mean, I know the world needs to, you know, for marketing and branding and all of that.
Commenter Call Me Missouri writes, "Shay, don't choose a style. I'm certain that I'm not the only person who is sick of one-trick ponies. I mean, really, do we actually need another Coldplay album? Stick to doing all that you want to do. It's the best way to keep your career steady over the long haul."
And listeners, we always welcome your criticism, your praise, even your career advice at RadioBoston.org. I got a new fix, want to twist and kiss chocolate fever with an afro, hippie would stop wild.